Yeah, as you know, my name is Christoph, and I'm the youngest of three children. My siblings are much older. My sister turns 50 next month, and my brother's 45 years old. That's because their mom, my dad's first wife, died to a car accident together with our grandma. And a couple of years later, my dad married once again my mom, and I was born. We grew up in a small town with a lovely old town, which you can see on this photo. These black and white half-timbered houses are very typical for that region. It is approximately 30 miles east of Cologne. My parents still live there, my siblings with their families. I'm proud to be a four times uncle, by the way. They live half an hour's drive away, so still quite close. On the next photo, you can see my mom's parents and my siblings, my brother in front, my sister on the right, and the small child on grandpa's shoulder that looks like a blonde-haired angel, that's me. I guess in the age of maybe two or three. You asked me about special people in my life. My grandpa was one of the most important people for me and is still a role model for both how I try to live my life and how I want to live my faith. And if I may give you an example, my grandpa grew up in the 1930s and his whole family consisted of convinced critics of National Socialism, and the local leader of the Nazi party tried to force him to become a member of the party. And one day he said, either you become a member or you will be sent to the front. And my grandpa refused, and at the age of 16 years, he was sent to Stalingrad as nearly 1 million German and Russian soldiers died at the Battle of Stalingrad. My grandpa was lucky to survive, but he became a prisoner of war. After a couple of years, the Soviets tried to find people among the captives who were suitable to take over leading functions later in their occupation zone in Eastern Germany. And in this context, my grandpa was sent to Moscow, where he was taught Russian and the communist ideology. After finishing his course, he should take over a position in Berlin, but he declined with the argument that he believes in Jesus Christ and that he cannot serve an atheistic regime which rejects God, and thus he preferred the alternative, which meant that he was sent again to Siberia into a prison camp for another couple of years. When he came back home, he had not the opportunity to study history anymore, which was his dream, but now he had to earn money. But history was his deep interest for his whole life, and each holidays when I visited him, he made some trips with me, especially to castles and old churches, just as Julian did with me when I was in Durham. I'm telling this because I think those trips were responsible for my own deep interest in history. Thus, having finished school and done my social service, I moved to Marburg, where I studied history and Latin. Here on this photo, you can see the lovely old town of Marburg with the castle on the hill. And after I finished my degree, I worked for 10 years in the Department of Church History, and the red arrow shows you the place of my office. So it was really a nice place for a historian to work in that old building. And My job is, in my job, I concentrate especially on the cultural history of the Middle Ages. I'm trying, for example, to find out what people in former times thought and knew, how they made use of their knowledge to explain, for example, the world or the present times, or how they try to solve problems and so on. In this context, I often work with medieval manuscripts ranging especially from the 8th to the 15th century. For example, things like that. This photo shows you a sample page of a manuscript from the 11th century. And these texts are usually written in Latin, and I try to find out, for example, when and where a special text was written and what the content says and so on. And for this, I'm regularly working in libraries and archives. Now, I still live in my flat in Marburg, but that's unfortunately the most positions at German universities are fixed-term contracts. I had to leave the university last year and transfer to the University of Gießen, which is quite close, so about a 20 minutes drive. And there my task is to prepare an application for a research project, which I submitted in April, and I expect the decision in hopefully 6 weeks. And you are very welcome to pray for it, since otherwise my contract will end 3 weeks later and I haven't found a plan B yet. But I'm used to such times, which sometimes are a bit stressful, hard to accept. But I always made the experience that you learn in those times to trust in God more, and that He will make the right choices. I often had the experience that God acted exactly in the right moment. And I'm sure it is the only thing, and may, of course, the best thing for us that we can do in our life, to pray to God and to look at Jesus. And one biblical verse is of special importance to me in this context. And I want to end up with it. Maybe it is also helpful for some of you. My grandpa died 1 week before my confirmation, and in German Protestant churches, it is a tradition that every teenager gets their own Bible verse. And I asked my grandpa to choose one for me. And it is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which says, "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Christoph. That was